being good ordinary souls who don't like conflict, like the people in Elijah's day. Perhaps we sit on our hands, cut off our tongues, and say nothing. And so we're left with the last days and apostasy. And a church that is west, that is under judgment and experiencing judgment. And the question is, what will be left? A remnant? Yes. Because the Bible tells us clearly that when Christ our Lord comes, again, he will find faith on earth. But we don't know the size of that church. Candlestick is being removed. What little light is left will be here. You'll be left not with a sunshine coast, but with a sunset Christianity, where the sun is setting and soon darkness is going to come and fill the land. But you know, the Bible would have it another way. For Paul counseled Timothy to fight the good fight. You have to be a fighter. You have to be war. You have to engage in it. There is no spiritual pacifist, by the way. You want to be a nice, good Christian, you'll probably die in it. You've got to fight. And you've got to hold fast to the truth. That's what the apostle says. And you've got to be faithful to the very end. I've been quoting the same quotation the past 4 days. Can't get it out of my head. I will be, Lord willing, in Nigeria in a couple of weeks. And the past few weeks, the church in Nigeria has suffered much, many, many deaths. And 3 pastors a couple of weeks ago were beheaded for their faith. And one of them sent this message. He says, "Tell my people I died well." But I keep thinking about this, and I keep thinking, you know, living well is perhaps harder than dying well. We may not be called to die, but certainly we're called to live. But are we living well? And if we live well, as the scripture says, you will be persecuted. And persecution is a reality across the world. As the church grows in the non-Western world, so the scale of persecution increases. And I have this quarrel with my